This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Lisa Hicks, Director of Development in the Mayor's Office of Strategic Planning. On behalf of Mayor Chris Scanlon, I'm deeply honored to be here for this 514 moment of silence. The mayor wishes he could be here and sends his heartfelt regards to everyone gathered today, but unfortunately he is under the weather and unable to attend. The mayor stands with all of you in remembering the lives we lost, supporting the families forever impacted, and reaffirming our collective and unified pursuit of healing, justice, and lasting change in our city. We gather to honor the memories of the 10 precious lives taken 3 years ago in a racially motivated mass shooting on the east side of Buffalo. Three others were injured. It was one of the most painful days in our city's history. We would like to begin with a prayer delivered by former Maston District Council member Ulysses O. Wingo Sr., senior pastor of the historic Antioch Baptist Church.
If we could all bow our heads in prayer. Most holy and everlasting Father, God of justice and comfort, we come before you today with trembling hearts, yet with a steady resolve. On this here May 14th, we remember. We remember not just the tragedy, but more importantly, we remember the 10 lives that were taken. We remember the families who still sit at dinner tables with empty chairs. We remember the trauma etched into our streets, into our stories, and into the soul of our city. But we also remember our triumph through this trial of trouble. We are triumphant because Buffalo is still breathing, albeit barely some days, but breathing nonetheless because you have not allowed hate to have the final word. You have allowed love to echo louder than bullets and community to rise from soil soaked in sorrow. Lord, we need your strength. We need your spirit to remind us that healing is not forgotten. It's remembering with hope instead of hatred. Cover, O God, every mother who's still asking why. Cover every child who still flinches at loud noises. Cover every father who tries to be strong but cries in silence. Cover every neighbor who doesn't feel safe walking to the corner store. And God, cover our community with the balm that legislation can't provide, the balm of your sweet presence, that presence that provides peace, power, and divine provision. Now, God, make us instruments of transformation. Don't let this memorial be just a moment. Let it be a movement. Of movement where we don't just build new structures, but we build new systems. Where we don't just paint over pain, but we embrace each other through it. where we won't just say never again, but we will live the words of never again. Where we honor those who lost not just in word, but in the work we do every day. Let every name be lifted like a banner of righteousness. Let every legacy inspire us to fight back with faith, to speak up with boldness, to love harder, deeper, and wider than ever before. Because Buffalo isn't broken. We might be bruised, we might be burdened, but we are blessed. As long as we have breath in these old bodies of ours, we will have fire in our souls, and we will turn mourning into marching and remembrance into rebirth. We pray this prayer over all the families and all the citizens in this great city of Buffalo, New York. God, we pray right now in the matchless and mighty and majestic name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Wingo. I'd like to recognize those in attendance with us today. City of Buffalo Comptroller Barbara Miller Williams. City of Buffalo Schools Superintendent Dr. Tanja Williams Knight. Mo Sambundu from Governor Kathy Hochul's office. City of Buffalo Common Council members. Citywide commissioners, colleagues, and employees. The senseless murders that took place 3 years ago shook our community to the core. But instead of breaking us apart, the tragedy brought us together. While it exposed painful truths, we all recognized quickly that there is no place for hate in Buffalo. Buffalo's first responders jumped into action within minutes of the shooting, preventing further loss of life. I'd like to recognize members of the Buffalo Police and Fire Departments for their swift actions and response time, and also the generosity of city employees and residents in the days that followed. To mark this solemn day, we're asking everyone to turn on a porch light tonight in a show of remembrance. Starting at dusk, a reflective light will illuminate at the entrance of City Hall. In addition, the top of City Hall will illuminate in orange, the color for gun violence prevention. Before I call for a moment of silence, I'd like to invite Ellicott District Council Member and Majority Leader Leah Halton Pope to come forward to share a few words.
Good afternoon. Today marks another year since the tragedy that forever changed our city, May 14th, 2022, when 10 lives were taken in an act of white supremacist violence that targeted our community because of the color of our skin. We gather not just to mourn, but to remember, and more importantly, to act. These were mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, caretakers, advocates, protectors, and friends. Each of them carried a light that hate tried to extinguish, but that light lives on in us if we choose to carry it forward. So today, let's not make it solely defined by grief, but by resolve. Let's fight for food insecurity with the same urgency that Pearl Young showed in her outreach ministry. Let us serve and protect our communities with the same courage of Officer Aaron Salter. Let's speak truth to power with the fire of Catherine Massey brought to her advocacy. And let's show up daily for our elders like Ruth Whitfield, who lovingly cared for her husband in his final years. Let's plant gardens, tend parks, and mentor youth and extend love in every day, because that's just what they all did. This is not just a day of remembrance. It's a call to action. We owe it to them to build a Buffalo that is safe, inclusive, and just. A Buffalo that does not just remember tragedy, but it transforms because of it. And so, in honor of each of these individuals, we speak their names because they are never forgotten. Celestine Cheney, Roberta Drury, Andre McNeil, Catherine Massey. Margus Morrison. Hayward Patterson. Aaron Salter Jr. Geraldine Talley. Ruth Whitfield. Pearl Young. May their memory guide our purpose, and may our service ensure that their legacy lives on. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, if you would all bow your heads and join me in a moment of silence, followed by a musical selection performed by Vibrant Springs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.